and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And did you know that 80% of kids who live in urban areas will witness neighborhood violence at some point in their lives? Arguably, one of the most violent cities in America is Compton, California, and it has had problems with youth being involved in gangs and drugs and lots of other crimes. And it's a really easy path to fall into in that area if you don't fill your time with other more productive activities. So in an effort to save the next generation, many organizations in the Compton area are trying to sponsor productive after-school programs for kids. And one organization is called the Compton Junior Posse Equestrians, and they provide inner-city kids with a chance to love and care for horses. Well, Romney Evans was a young single adult at the time that his LDS congregation volunteered at the Compton Junior Posse, and their experience was actually filmed as part of a new episode in the Mormon Channel video series Give Back. And Romney joins us on the phone today to talk about his experiences volunteering there. Thanks for being here.
Hey, you're welcome. I'm happy to be here.
So from living in that area for a while, what can you tell that life is like for a kid who grows up in Compton?
I think the standard thing is you often think, oh, life is very, very difficult for these students, for these children. And it is, but also they're still kids. So life is difficult, but they don't realize how difficult it is because they don't have exposure to the outside communities, to the outside world. What they have, what they're experiencing is just their life.
Right.
But they accept it for what's normal.
They can't compare it to anything else.
They can't compare it to anything else. It's difficult, but they don't realize it's difficult because they haven't had an exposure to something that is different than that.
Right. What sorts of issues do they go through?
Well, like you said, 80% of children going to experience some sort of violence. I think the statement is 1 in 3 children have PTSD in Compton. So that's a prediction. So it's like they're experiencing a war. And in some cases it is. There's gangs, there are drugs, drug lords. A lot of bad things are happening to many of these kids.
And then you got to go and volunteer with the Compton Junior Posse. And just from observing the kids there, what kind of changes or what kind of effect does this program have on them and their quality of life?
I think the biggest thing it allows them to have is exposure to a different way of life. And these kids aren't traditionally the mainstream kids that are going to be involved in baseball, basketball. They need a place where they can congregate and be together and feel a part of the community. And I think the Compton Junior Posse is that safe haven for them.
And as a volunteer, what did you get to do there with the children?
Well, everything that you didn't want to do. So we had to rake the stalls. We had to clean up all the horse poop. We had to basically take care of the place, do the repairs, and make sure that the place was working properly so these services could be given to the children.
And how did the experience affect you?
This is kind of what I've dedicated my life to. So it's just one thing that allows us to see how other communities besides the LDS Church, other communities besides teachers are working to solve problems, and it's very real and a very difficult problem. So I felt at the end of everything, for those who this works for those who have interest in horses, have interest in outdoors activity, this is something that they will never, ever get a chance to do anywhere else. And I think every kid has a right to have something that they love. And I think this provided that for them.
Yeah. And I love how you said it just introduces them into a different way of life. Things they would have no exposure to normally is now readily available, and it gives them options. And I think it helps them see the world in a different way too. And then, Romney, I know a lot of young single adults, they're really busy with school and with work and social lives. What advice would you offer them about making the time to serve in their own communities?
I think I experienced this all throughout the time I was single. It's like, man, I need to get married. Man, I need to do this. I need to work on my job. I need to do this. I have to go make sure that I'm fit so I can look great for my future spouse, whoever that is. And that's great and all, but it seems like you are kind of waiting to do good. It's like, after I achieve this, after I check these boxes, it's then my time to do good and to have a family will happen. But in reality, now that I'm married and I just got married, it's still the same quest that we do. We have to finish the job. We have to make sure that everyone is cared for in our family. And we don't have enough time to get out and to serve. So unless we make it a priority, it's never going to be a priority. So I would just say learning to serve, trying to volunteer in our communities is the best way that we can prepare to become a husband or a father or a wife or a mother. These are the best ways that we can improve.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing your advice and your experiences with us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely.
And to watch this new episode of the series Give Back, just log on to mormonchannel.org and be sure to share it with your family members and friends. And if you're looking for more ways to serve in your community, you can visit the website giveback.lds.org, and they have a lot of great resources and organizations listed there that you can participate in. All right, well, we'll close our episode today with a quote from LDS President Thomas S. Monson. And he says, "I pray that we may be aware of the needs of those around us. May we ever be ready to extend to them a helping hand and a loving heart." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.